Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Trim Radio Network. And, well, this is the great time, Money and Change with Stu Scheer. Anyway, I am Michael Bayhouse. Happy Palm Sunday to you. You come on over to the Trim Radio Network. You can buy and purchase merchandise. You can message us right off of our board. And I'll tell you what, if you want to be a part of our Trim Radio Network team, we'd be honored, and we'll show you how easy it is to do. Anyway, the opinions expressed by my host, co-host, guest, myself, and others is not necessarily that of the Trim Radio Network, its owners, managers, or others. And any information shared by us is not to be considered to be used as advice. We inform, we don't advise any medical, health, or professional information shared should always be done through your primary doctor. And it is up to you to make sure that you are doing your due diligence. Anyway, that song right there, price tag, is covered under our BMI music license, 6105-1658. And we have a call in number, 803-866-1667. Real simple, you call in, give us your opinion. Just no cussing, no swearing, especially on a great day like today. And that is just good stuff, Palm Sunday. Let us be in memory of everything that is happening in our world and remember what is most important. Anyway, without further ado, I'm going to toss you to Stu.
Hey, everybody. Boy, I'll tell you what, it's been a crazy week here in Ohio. We had a couple of nasty storms during the week. And I'll tell you what, I believe it was Friday. We had a storm really late in the night. We had a couple of tornadoes in the area. Did a little bit of damage over to the southeast of us. And then again, it went up to a little town called Wapakoneta, and everybody around here calls it Wapak. But they had a nasty tornado that went through there and took out a gigantic, I mean a gigantic greenhouse. So you can imagine all the glass flying around I-75 and Route 33. It also took down a truck stop, a Travel America truck stop, and tossed about a few semi-trucks. That was a little bit bad up there. Here we just had heavy rain and wind about 1:40 in the morning. Now that's kind of a scary thing to wake up to tornado sirens and everything, but I figured, I'll be okay, and went back to sleep. Well, the house didn't move, and I didn't end up three blocks down the road, so I guess I'm okay. But the people to the north of me up in Wapak, they had a rough time. Anyhow, it's 54 degrees right now, and it was blue sky Sunday, Palm Sunday. And boy, I'll tell you what, if every day would be like this, it would be great. However, it's not. Every day changes, so you have to be ready for that. We're going to talk a little bit about readiness today. We're also going to talk about the bank situation and what everybody's trying to say, and nobody has the exact right answer. So before we get into that, you know, we always do a disclaimer. So the information contained in this presented material is from the posting of news agencies on the internet and are not necessarily the views of or opinions of the owners of this program. Nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. You should always do your own research and consult with professionals. We are not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. That's my disclaimer. Anyhow, guys, a big shout out to Trim Radio Network for carrying the show. And we've been doing that for quite a while. And Michael Bayhouse and I, we chat before the show and sometimes we chat after the show, and we always have a good time. We don't necessarily joke around, but we're talking about everything that's going on. And we've got some good shows with the Trim Radio Network. You got to check us out. Of course, there's my good buddy, Risk, Alice Stefan, and boy, he's got Fishing in Florida show. He's got the Red Pill reality show. Like I said last week, I think I threw him a loop. You know, he says, "Do you want the red pill or the blue pill?" And I said, "I'll take the green pill." And he didn't know what to say. Well, anyhow. And then, you know, Michael's got his own Take Point 22 show. And if you're a vet, you got to listen in because he goes over a lot of things. And he also has a friend of mine on, Valerie, and she's very knowledgeable with things going on with the Veterans Administration and some of the treatment that the vets are and aren't getting. And she's super. She only lives a couple miles down the road from me. It's amazing. And we chat all the time on Facebook. I know the family quite well. Well, anyhow, you know, we have the Money and Change show every Sunday night at 7 p.m. And we also have later on, we've got Bare Knuckles, the Angel Strong show. We've got the weekly music countdown. We've got Take Point 22, My World on Wednesdays, the Brighter Life show, the Circle of Q. We've got the Spiritual Freedom show. And of course, we always have Rascala's Red Pill reality show. And I'll tell you what, if you want to join us and have your own show, just contact us and we'll take you through the process. And we'd love to have you. As long as it's a clean show, it's got to be clean. No cussing, no swearing, no having weird guests on. And we'll do fine. Anyhow, we love doing this show. The big thing that's coming up this next week, there will be no My World Life or Live, Laugh, and whatever, on Wednesday. Since it's Holy Week, we are taking that week off. And there won't be any Money and Change show next Sunday. Again, it's Holy Week, so we're going to take that week off. Gives us a chance to do other things, like do some celebration, if you know what I mean. And some serious thought to a lot of different things. So check out the radio net, the Trim Radio Network .com site, and check out the shows. Donate to keep us on the air. I donate all my time and research so that we can do this show, and also My World. And you know, I want to give back, and that's why I'm trying to help people out with things that go on with their money. And what's going on with the banks and everything else. It's getting to be a big, big topic lately. Oh, what isn't? But anyhow, guys, check us out on the Trim Radio Network. A big shout out to Rusty Ducks Custom Pens. Phil over at Rusty Ducks does an excellent job. He does a fantastic job making pens. And both Michael and I have pens made by Phil at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens. Also, he does work for trade shows and other companies and so forth. So if you have a company or a school or a university or a business and you want to have presentation style pens for customers or for people that do good works in your school or institution, wherever, check out Rusty Ducks Custom Pens. That's RustyDuck apostrophe S, Custom Pens and Blanks on Facebook. Check them out. These pens are custom made. They are fantastic. And I see Phil usually, maybe once or twice a month. And I'll tell you what, he's always down in the shop producing pens. And he does an excellent job. Trust me. Okay, well, what do we got going on? A lot. There's a lot of stuff that's going on in the world of finance. Oh, and you don't know who to believe. You have a situation where you have banks that supposedly collapsed, and they ran into a little problem called liquidity. And if you listened to some of the people, like Southern Prepper One with Dave Kobler, and you checked him out. He's on YouTube. He's talking about the banking crisis. And other people are bringing up the things about the banking crisis. And a guy by the name of Cliff High, and that's C-L-I-F, and his last name is High, H-I-G-H. He's an actuary, and he does a lot of statistics and research. And what's happening with good old Cliff is he's pointing out that, yeah, we're going to have this problem, and he pointed it out several months ago. And he said it's going to get worse in May through September. Think about it. Cliff is probably between, I would say, 92 and 95% correct. He's that good. And a lot of people listen to him. I just found out about him about, oh, 6-7 months ago. And I try to follow him at least twice a week. More if I can. The guy is very smart. He knows a lot of stuff. And if you're into, I think it's Taekwondo. I think that he's a master at that. He's multi-talented, trust me. Also, you know, the Big Family Homestead out in Wisconsin with Brad and Krista, you know, they're talking about stuff like this. A lot of people get into it. Then there's Nate with the Canadian Prepper, and he's always gloom and doom. He's on YouTube. He's also on Facebook now. He looks at gloom and doom a lot. I don't like to say gloom and doom. I'm more of a positive person, which I hope you are too. But I like to be informed all the way around. And if I'm not informed and something bites me by surprise, I'm not a happy person. I like to know what's going on and try to keep in touch and in tune with everything that's happening in the world of finance. Because if you don't, one of these days you're going to wake up, the banks will be closed, you can't get your money, and a lot of people are going to be really angry. And so I want to be able to tell people in advance, hey, this is what's going down, and you need to listen and take notes. Well, if you have paper and pencil, you might want to get it out now. We'll be going through a bunch of stuff, a lot of stuff. And also, did you check our Money and Change / Financially Prepped site on Facebook? You need to do that, because I've been posting a whole bunch of items there, and they're videos. And they're really good ones. What happens if you have to bug out in an emergency? Do you have a bug out bag? We're going to go over that today. How much cash do you need to keep on hand? If you don't have a lot of cash, how much food do you have on hand in case something happens? How much water do you have on hand? Think about it. When the stuff hits the fan, or as Nate likes to say, the shizzy hits the fizzy, we have a problem. And the problem is survival. The government's not going to take care of you. The social services are not going to take care of you. Churches and other social groups may be able to take care of you for a little bit. But that's it. You're basically on your own or in your little community. I think one of the biggest groups that would take care of their specific community would be the people that were known as Mormons, but they call themselves members of the Church of Jesus Christ Latter-day Saints, I believe, or LDS. Because they are into preparedness. I attended one of their sessions locally. I was amazed at everything that they knew. I mean, it was fantastic, and I'm not a member there. I'm not LDS at all. And I'm trying to think of everything that they were talking about. I took a bunch of notes, and they had a bunch of demonstrations and so forth, and it was really interesting. They're really into preparedness. But there's a lot of stuff that's going on, and I've been posting on the Facebook page with Money and Change / Financially Prepped, and anybody can get in there. Anybody can get in there, but if you're going to post, it's going to have to be approved. Because some people get in there and they want to post some things that are not, well, let's say, apropos, kosher, whatever you want to call it. And they want to promote their own business, and we don't promote businesses as such. And we'd like to promote concepts, but not really businesses. So anyhow, I talked about how much cash to have stashed at home at all times. You have to watch that one. That is very recent. Another one that I did recently, which is they're all libertarians until their deposits are at risk. And it kind of goes over what happened back in 1929, 1930, 31. And it's called Depression. And you want to take a look at that one. Then I put another one in, and the amazing Polly St. George. Oh, she's up in Canada. She's fantastic. She had a video out, and she put it all together with her research. And her research is very, very good. It's called Connecting the Dots. And it talks about the financial crisis, not only in the U.S., but in Canada and around the world. She's very good. So you watch that video. Another one was Catherine Austin Fitz. And she's really into finance. I mean, super into finance. And Catherine she's awesome. And she's actually living, I believe, in Denmark. And also she comes back to the States, and I think Tennessee is where her citizenship is at in the United States. She lives in Tennessee, but then she also lives abroad. And she knows a lot about what's going on in the banking system. And so she was on to discuss the recent banking scare and what's really driving it, as well as true motivations behind the worldwide push towards CBDCs. And we've talked about that, the central bank digital coins. Money goes digital. It's just ones and zeros. And guess what? If you don't behave, you lose your CBDCs. The government controls the money, not you. They tell you how much money you get, how much money you can spend. If you don't spend it all by the end of the week or by the end of the month, guess what? You get less money the next month. It's not like trying to save, is it? You know, a lot of people save money in the banks. And that's a good thing. Saving is a good thing. Constant spending like it's going out of sight is not a good thing. And some people spend way more than they have ever made. They figured, I'll just put it on my credit card. And you know, everything that I have said pertaining to credit cards over the years, and I've been doing this show over 10 years. It's almost 11. It'll be 11 years next month. And I've told everybody, pay down your debt. That's number one. Put some money aside. Savings. Buy some long-term food in case we have a crash and food suddenly is a very expensive commodity. Make sure that you have your medications available. If you can buy ahead, stock up. Do you have a good first aid kit? You better. Have you bought enough water in case there's an emergency? Like down in Arkansas, I believe it was around Little Rock, they had a tornado went through, really ripped some stuff up down there. You're without power, you can't get water, you better have it on hand. Do you have a portable generator? How about a solar generator? Do you have batteries? Do you have flashlights? You know, this week with Amazon, I think I was one of their better customers. I had some snap lights. They're chemical. You snap them, shake them, and they light up. And I got white, and I also got green. And I stocked up on this because my old ones were not good anymore. They're only good for about maybe 5 years in storage. So I just replenished that. And I got some other stuff. You know, it's just, you're preparing. Hopefully I don't have to use it. If somebody needs some of it, I could loan it to them or whatever. But you have to prepare for things. So I've said, pay down your debt, put some money aside, get your meds together, be able to purify and store water. Do you have a Berkey or an Alexa Pure system? Those are great. I use mine all the time. Today, I just went ahead and loaded a container that I keep in the refrigerator to keep cold water. And I filled it. And then I refilled my Berkey water filter system. And it takes the normal tap water that we have, and it takes the chlorine smell and taste out of it. It takes and clears out a lot of undesirable chemicals. And it lasts for a long time. I think I've only changed these filters once. I've had the unit for probably 7 or 8 years. I probably could have gone another couple more years on it. It's good to filter about 5,000 gallons before you do anything with it. I've also got a fluoride filter on the bottom because I don't want any fluoride in the water. If the dentist puts it on your teeth, well, that's good, but fluoride in itself is a poison, and they put it in your water. Something to think about. So anyhow, this system I have takes all that out. I get pure water at the end, and it tastes great. There's no chemical taste to it at all. Everything is great, so I drink a lot of water. I just did, and it still tastes great. I think it stays cooler longer for some reason. Make sure you have the appropriate clothing for the season. Here in Ohio, we're starting to go into spring and then into summer, so I want to make sure that I'm covered there. Do I have fans? Yes. Do I have batteries? Gee, batteries. I've got AAAs, AAs, Cs, and Ds. I also have solar chargeable lights. I just got two of them from Amazon. They just came in today. I just set them in the window. They charge themselves up, and they're probably good for about an 8-hour charge. They were about $13 a piece. I've got other lights. I've also got some Geniverse chargeable batteries. And these things are about 35 pounds a piece. And I could plug a refrigerator into it to keep things cold. I could plug LED lights in to light up the house. I could plug it into the computer to run the computer and the monitor. They're great. I've got three of them. One of them I have to use for a medical device, and the other two, they're charged and waiting, and so when I need to use them, I've got them. But it's preparedness. I'm not a prepper. At least I don't think I am. I prep, but I don't prep like a real prepper would. I mean, you know. But I like to be prepared in case something happens. And that's the same way with banks. And people are saying, well, how do I know if my bank is being bad or if they're in trouble? Well, we've got another video, Bank Problems, More Coming, Here We Go. And that's also on our site, Money and Change / Financially Prepped. It's there. How about 15 common dynamics of a you-know-what type of collapse? It's done by Fabian Ommer, O-M-M-A-R. It's there. Go ahead and take a look at it. If you want to buy the book, hey, that's fine. I don't get paid for that. And then I did another video that was up, and there shall be no food. Food storage advice. Because we're going to run into some problems maybe this summer. How about food links? Is there a food crisis coming? Could be. Gee, where do you get freeze-dried meals? Where do you get top quality stuff? Where do you get food? I mean, I almost felt deprived because our Aldi's here in town, and I go there once a week, and I get different things. It's being remodeled, so it's been closed. So if I want a type of crackers that they have, or some type of vegetable that they have, or some type of canned food, I couldn't get it. I actually had to drive to a town about 12 miles away and use that store. And I got my stuff, and I over-purchased for a reason. Because if something happened with the local store and the remodel didn't take place at the right time when it is supposed to reopen this week, I wanted to be ready for next week. So I got extra canned goods and so forth. Good quality stuff, decent price. That's what I'm looking for. But I'm trying to prep in a way that if there is a problem, I can feed three people comfortably. And the other two, one is prepping. The other one is kind of like, kind of thinking about it, but they're not really doing it. Now, I'm not going to be perpetual feeding them, but I'm going to make sure that they are prepped enough so that if something happens and we are told we have to stay in our homes for a week or 2 weeks, we have food, we have water, we're prepped. Okay, more than that, I don't know. There's also a video about from Glenn Beck, the Fed's plan to end crypto and usher in the CBDC. There was also a story that came out about the Feds getting rid of their Bitcoin. I didn't know the Feds had Bitcoin, but they got rid of a bunch. Also, there was a Schiff on the dollar, S-C-H-I-F-F, and Peter Schiff was discussing the impact of bank bailouts on the U.S. dollar. And what you should know, there was a story that came out, Kroger to close 400 stores in 2023. Be ready for the collapse. And this came out in a video, and they said Kroger hit by a flood of store closures as a nightmarish scenario for retail bankruptcies begin. And Kroger's is one of the biggest grocery chains in the country. Personally, I like Publix markets, and they're only in the South. And they're not a union store. They're fantastic. I mean, great produce, great bakery, meat department. I mean, they are really nice. And every time I would go to Florida, I would always make sure that I bought my things at Publix markets, as P-U-B-L-I-X. If the store does well, then the employees do well. So it's a promotion for them if they hustle and provide good service, and it's a clean store and well stocked, and it is. Matter of fact, Publix bought out a whole bunch of Albertsons in Tampa, Florida a few years ago when I was down there, and I couldn't believe it. They actually shut the store down, cleaned them up, remodeled every one of the stores. I think there were like 20 some stores that they bought. And then they reopened them as Publix markets. And they were nice. They were just as nice as any of the Publix markets in Clearwater. And that's the area that I always went to vacation at. And Publix markets were fantastic, and they still are. But this is coming out. Be ready for the collapse and Kroger hit by a flood of store closures. A lot of the store closures are in locations where they have crime. And Kroger tried to be nice and have their stores, but then when they started getting robbed or vandalized or, you know, whatever, they put up with it only so long, and they said, that's it, we're closing. And that's what's happening now. You take a look out on the West Coast. Kroger has stores under a different name out on the West Coast. And I believe up in Washington State, in the big cities, the ones that are having the problems, Kroger's is getting the chain ready to pull the chain, and that's it for those stores. Too much crime. I don't blame them. It's called slippage in business, or shrinkage. And that's when you have situations where people are stealing from your whatever, things just aren't right. It's called slippage or shrinkage, however you want to call it. And then I also did a heads up on currency, and you have to go back several days, and said we have 12 days and most people have no idea what's coming. And it was a big warning that was on YouTube. And even Glenn Beck thought that a crash is coming. So those are all the videos that are up on Money and Change / Financially Prepped. It's free to join. And you get in there and you take a look at those videos. They will save you. If you don't believe me, just watch a couple of them. You know, we had a problem with the banks. And if you went to Wikipedia, March 2023, United States bank failures, and I started looking up on all of those, and it's based around liquidity. You know, the banks have a 1-to-9 situation. They can lend out 90% or 1 out of 10 or 9 out of 10 loans and only keep 1 or basically 10% cash available on hand so that people can come in and get cash, and they take your deposits and they can reinvest those deposits into things, hedge funds and derivatives, where they derive their money to run the bank and so forth and pay their help and the shareholders of the bank. And it gets scary. It really does, because hedge funds, they're gambling with our money. And under the Glass-Steagall Act back in, I believe, 1933, we weren't even supposed to, or banks weren't supposed to, gamble with the customer's money. It was forbidden. If it was an investment bank and you put your money in the investment bank, then the investment bank could go ahead and gamble your money and hopefully do well. But in the last few years, they haven't done well. And I always have said hedge funds and derivatives will kill the banking system. I know banks have to make money. They have to make a profit for their shareholders, and it's derived by bank fees. But the hedge funds, it's just a bet. So instead of a 1 in 9, maybe we need to look at a situation where the banks have to hold 50% of their money. They can loan out 50% of their money. It cannot be in a hedge fund. It cannot be tied to certain derivatives. They can't gamble your money away. It has to go back to the Glass-Steagall Act. The Dodd-Frank Act, forget it. That was a stupid move. Well, anyhow, Wikipedia was showing about Silvergate Bank, and is a California-based bank that began operation in 1988 as a savings and loan association. And then in the 2010s, the bank began to provide banking services to players within cryptocurrencies. Remember I said cryptocurrencies is something you want to stay away from? You can't touch it. You can't feel it. It's not solid. It's just ones and O's in a digital wallet. All I have to do is say Mt. Gox. That's the biggest thing. That's where somebody came in and stole a whole bunch of money out of Mt. Gox, where they stored these digital numbers. And guess what? They never found the person that did it. That's why if you're going to invest in precious metals, if you have the money saved up to be able to do that, then you want to go ahead and get silver or gold. And gold right now is $1,900, somewhere around in there for an ounce of gold. And even then, an ounce of gold, you can't really barter with that much. A tenth of an ounce, yeah, you probably could. And then silver is there at about $26. And the big thing with silver is you have a problem. They're not really mining it now. And it's kind of like getting rarer in a way. So you pay a premium. The last time I looked at silver, silver was going for about $26 an ounce, but you had to pay $35 an ounce for silver. That's pretty steep. But if you invest in gold and silver, it's a hedge on calamity, and we're going to get into calamity. Well, you know, that was Silvergate. They had problems. Silicon Valley Bank, that's the biggest one. And they got into a situation of liquidity. They didn't have enough money so that when their depositors said, hey, I want to take my money out, they didn't have it. And somebody came in with a big demand, and that really hurt the bank. And they were trying to finance venture-backed companies. There's a well-known source for private banking. But somebody came in and I need my money. I want to take it out. Bingo. They didn't have the money. They had problems because they invested wrong. And some of the things they invested in, the interest rates from what I heard was in like maybe 2.5%. And now people are paying 5%. So you can't get returns back on that stuff that's stuck with 2.5%. You have a problem reinvesting it. Also, there was Signature Bank, which is a New York City bank founded in, I think, 2001. And that bank began as a subsidiary of Bank Hapoalim. I think I pronounced that right. Hapoalim. And that took on clients with assets of around $250,000. And then they had problems. Well, here's the thing, that the government insures the money, your money, for up to $250,000. Now, if you had $1 million in the bank, The bank is only going to, through FDIC, Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, what they're going to do is insure up to $250,000 and no more. So you're out of luck. The only way that you could get around that, if you had a CD, a certificate of deposit, if you went to a bank that was part of the Oaks system, OAKS, that bank could have a CD up to $250,000 in value. Then they would contact somebody within their system to get a CD from their bank. And it's all working through the current bank that you're in with that CD of another $250,000. Once they reach that rate level, then they would turn around and contact another Oaks bank. So you could essentially, you could have $1 million in Oaks CDs spread around, and it would be covered by the FDIC, but it would be at each individual bank. Well, who's going to have $250,000 to mess with? I know I don't. I don't know about you. I have friends that are worth a heck of a lot more. And they have money managers and everything else. And I'm talking into the millions. Into the millions. And they're tight-lipped on how they handle their money and everything. They have money managers and advisors and everything else. Of course, they have to pay for it. But they're in there to make money. And they own some big corporations. And they were family-owned corporations. And I have lunch with them probably 5 days a week. We're just good friends. We don't really talk a lot about money. We just have a good session around lunch, and then we split and go on our own ways. But the banking crisis has happened with Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank. There are a lot more, according to what I've been hearing in the news, small banks are having problems. So what do? You talk to your bank and get to know people very well. And just ask them how much they're into hedge funds and derivatives. Boy, time has flown and I had a lot of stuff to go through. Well, how much cash should you keep at home at all times? Well, an article came out with Jordan Rosenfeld, Yahoo Finance, just today. And digital payment platforms like Venmo, PayPal, and Cash App have changed the way, you know, we use and keep physical cash on hand. But what happens if the banks close? There's a banking holiday. You need to buy things. You need to buy food, water, gasoline to go places. Banks close and you have to go to work. Well, how much minimum cash? Well, in this article, it says, from a security point of view, cash is the most insecure asset you can have. Keeping it to a minimum in the house in case of fire or theft is a good rule of thumb, said Ryan McCarty, CFP, from McCarty Money Matters. And just how minimum is up for debate among financial experts. And Miura, M-I-U-R-A, and the founder and owner of Spark Financial, suggested you should keep enough money on hand to get you a couple of gallons of gasoline, pay for delivery tip, or help in unfortunate events, or around about $100 to $200 at a time. And McCarty framed it in more of a terms of a ratio, and he said, in terms of amount, don't let your cash exceed 10% of your overall emergency fund. Do you have an emergency fund? What happens if you have a roof problem and you got to fix it? You may not get a loan. The banks are tightening up. So you better have a way to pay for things. So emergency cash on hand. You can get a fire safe, and that fire safe would work. You can get them with handles on, and they're heavy to carry around, but you could put your money in the fire safe, and they're good for about 8 hours in a fire. Some are only good for an hour. And that means you better have some good fire extinguishers around. Elide, E-L-I-D-E, makes a ball. And it's about, 12 inches across, 12 inches in diameter. And it's got a fuse in it. And what it does, when the flames hit this ball, it ignites the fuse, and then the ball explodes, and fire suppressant is spread all over. And I've seen these things. I want to buy some, but I want to do some more research on it. But I've seen a person take these two balls in their hands, and the fuses were lit, and they threw them in a trash dumpster. They exploded, and the burning dumpster was totally, what do you want to call it? Extinguished? Yeah, that's why it's a fire extinguisher, isn't it? Well, anyhow, I'm thinking about getting some of those. The only thing of it is, I think they're about $100 a piece. But it's a novel thing. You still have to get out of the house, call the fire department, and all that kind of stuff. But maybe these Elide extinguishers might be able to help in certain situations. But you want to have enough money where you can cover things. And of course, when you go to put it back in the bank, anything over $10,000, then the IRS gets involved. Well, where'd you get your money? What are you doing? We notice that you deposited more than $10,000 in the bank. We have some questions we need to ask you. Well, it's not drug money. It's money that I've saved up. I don't do anything illegal. Period. One time I went to buy a car and I borrowed some money off of my dad, and it exceeded the $10,000 limit. We had to fill out a form for that. They wanted to know where the money was coming for and what it was to be used for. It was to buy a car. And then I turned around after I got the car, I turned around and I wrote a check back to my dad and paid him back. No big deal. Oh, but the IRS has to know everything. So what money you keep at home is, it's up to you. Do you want to keep less than $1,000, a couple thousand, $5,000, $6,000, whatever you think you need in a crisis to pay off debts, okay? Utilities, things like that. Buy food, gasoline, clothing if you need clothing. Just get one of those fire retardant safes and you can go ahead and put your money there. But what do you do in these times? I can't tell you one way or another about, you need to do this, you need to do that to save money. Keep your eyes and ears open so you know what's going on. The article I wanted to talk about was the U.S. government sold almost 10,000 Silk Road bitcoins last week. They sold roughly about 10,000 bitcoin for more than $215 million on March 14th. That was on Zero Hedge. Why was the government holding bitcoin? That's a question. And our national debt keeps going up and down and up and down and up and down. And government overspends. And now we have to pay taxes on that. We are at $31,656,798,000,000 in debt. And it's climbing. The debt per citizen is $94,588. And taxpayers is $246,868. Think about it. And why are we going into this debt? Because government spends money they don't have. Another thing we were going to talk about is a bug out list. And you can print one off at allfreeprintable.com/bug-out-bag-list. Well, what do you have to have in a bug out bag? A lot of different things. You have to have water and be able to purify it. You have to have food like MREs or freeze-dried food, emergency ration bars, a cooking kit, a small stove. And they're cooking stoves, they're camping stoves, they're really small. How about tools, a multi-tool, survival knife, fishing and sewing kit, a hatchet or a hatchet saw combination, a sharpener, shelter, what type of rain poncho do you have? How about a space blanket? How about a change of clothes? Maybe several change of clothes. A tent, a tube tent, or a tarp. How about work gloves? Do you have waterproof matches? Magnesium fire starter, lighter, snap light, like I was talking about earlier. Hand crank flashlight or solar light or LED headlamp. How about hygiene? How about moist wipes, toilet paper? Oh, that's an essential. Hand sanitizer, toothbrush and toothpaste, soap and deodorant. Always remember the toilet paper. Remember the toilet paper crisis we got into? I hope you have enough, because it could be we may not have any toilet paper for a year or two. So stock up. Make sure you have soap for cleaning. Make sure you have hand sanitizer. And especially deodorant. Oh, brother. How about signal mirror? How about duct tape? A first aid kit, a big first aid kit. Do you have an IFAC? Individual first aid kit with a tourniquet? I do. I have one of those in the car. I have a small, very small emergency kit in the car. Always carry it with me. You never know when you're going to need it. Do you have a compass and a map? Do you have flashlights? Do you have paracord? Garbage bags? You know, big contractor bags. You could use that in an emergency for either a rain covering, or you could use it actually as a sleeping bag, because they're almost big enough for you to crawl into. You could put two of them together, for that matter. But go to allfreeprintable.com. Then you can go look for bug out bag checklist. And you want to start doing that. It's getting down to crunch time, gang, and we have a lot of stuff going on. And if you're not watching what's happening with money and everything that's going on right now, whether it's political or whether it's financial, how about food production? Do you have a garden? It's now April. It's time to start looking at fortifying the soil that you have with earthworm castings, another word for worm poop, and sawdust and other biodegradables to put in there, plus Epsom salts. A little bit of Epsom salts goes a long way when you're planting tomatoes. I've even seen some people take sardines and they take them out of the can, cut them in half, and you dig a hole to put your tomato plant in, and you drop the sardine or even an egg in the bottom of the hole, put the plant in on top, cover it over, water the plant, and they really grow quite well. And that's a natural way of doing things. But plan your garden. If you like tomatoes, a couple good tomato plants will hold you over. If you want to really go wild on tomatoes, like Phil does, he has a fantastic outdoor garden at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens. I mean, this guy is a green thumb. and he has a lot of stuff out there in a small backyard. Now, in my case, I've got a little bit bigger property, but mine's mostly grass, but I do have some planting areas. They're raised. And so I will have my tomatoes, I will have my cucumbers, I will have radishes. And no kidding, 3 years ago, I produced a radish that was actually 2 inches across. My dad couldn't believe it, and he said, oh, I'd like to try one of those. And so I had 4 or 5 of them, and I took them over to him. And he thought, oh, my God, I've never seen things that big. And I said, well, try it. And so he sliced it up, and he tasted it, and they weren't hot. They were sweet. Fantastic. All I was using was Epsom salts and some fertilizer. So, guys, that's what we've got going. You have to watch out where the money is going. You have to prepare a to-go bag in case you have to leave for a reason like floods, storms. Do you have the blue tarps that they have at Home Depot and Lowe's? They could make a decent shelter if you had to, or they cover over a roof on a house. I know a guy that's a multimillionaire that a tornado came through, and it was a small one, but it came across his house. Beautiful house on the lake. I mean, a beautiful mansion. And it took the roof off of part of the house. He's still fighting with the insurance company to get this roof fixed. He's got blue tarp over most of it. And it's a big house. I would almost say it's every bit of 12 to 14,000 square feet. Beautiful property. But those blue tarps come in very handy if you need them. But be prepared, guys. I know I spent a lot of time on preparedness. But I'll tell you what, if you check our videos out at moneyandchange/financiallyprepped, I'm going to tell you what. They're really going to open your eyes. It takes some time to listen to them. Some of the videos are a half an hour long. Some might be an hour long. But listen, you can join us for free. Just go to moneyandchange/financiallyprepped. And you'll see all of the videos there. Check them out. Be safe. Watch your money. Because in the next coming months, if not weeks, something's bound to happen. And when it does, and you're caught without being prepared, you're going to wish that you have listened to the show. You want to tell your friends and neighbors to listen to the show. Go to the archives and listen on trimradio.com. Listen to the show, and also go to the Facebook page. I want to be able to help everybody out that I can. This is important. It's one of the most important times. Make sure that when you go out shopping, you buy a couple extra cans of food. You make sure you have rice and beans, maybe some hot sauce that comes in handy. You can only eat rice and beans so long, but you want to be prepared. And I don't know about Michael. Oh, yeah. I don't know. You're there.
Yeah, I've been here.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't hear anything.
No, we got to go.
Well, I know we do. So everybody, have a good Easter week, and we will talk to you, not this week, coming up, but the week after. Have a good one.
Bye, folks. You guys have a great week. Enjoy, honor it, and just absolutely love it as much as I do. I pray that you do. Anyway, take care, folks, and we'll see you later.
Have a happy Easter.